Get it? The Burt Show.
It's about to be a house of mirrors in here in just a couple of seconds. It's a bad take on a bad take.
Uh-huh.
Is that what we're going to get into here in just a couple of seconds with Kristen's bad take of the week?
The bad take came from inside the house.
Okay. We will get into it here in just 1 second. Man, I was just reading this story. I'm sure they got fired on the spot. Maybe we should do this as a phone topic next week. Like, what did you do that was so bad where you just looked at your manager and your manager looked at you? There was words didn't even need to be said. You just knew you were fired on the spot.
I'll show myself out.
Yeah. It's not like you got an email say, hey, come to the office Friday for a meeting at 4 p.m.
Nah.
No, it's like it happened and you looked at each other and you just tucked your tail between your legs and you walked away.
Because I'm pretty sure this happened in a New Jersey library a couple of days ago in Morristown. They thought, you know what we'll do? You know what we'll do for the kids in our community? We'll go out and we'll get some special glasses and we'll provide them some of these eclipse glasses and we'll provide them at the library so kids can come, get the glasses for free, go outside the library and check out the solar eclipse, right?
Brilliant.
Sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 hours before the eclipse, the person that ordered the glasses realized they were knockoffs and they weren't going to do anything for these kids if they grabbed the glasses looked into the sun.
Well, wow. Not that it's not going to do anything. If they use them, they're going to have permanent eye damage.
It's going to hurt. So they ordered them from Walmart and they were labeled as brand approved by the American Astronomical Society. So this employee, I'm sure, is like, oh, this is great. All right. They got the brand right here. They got the label. It's all good. And then they did a little bit more research and just realized that they were just knockoffs and they weren't going to do anything.
Oh, no.
So luckily enough, they pulled them before any kids put them on their eyeballs.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah, my right. God. That would have been bad.
All right, Kristen, it's a bad take on a bad take?
Yes. And I want to normalize and make sure people realize that when you make a mistake, own it. And if you have bad information and pass it on and then you get new information, it's okay to be like, dude, my bad. This was wrong. We need to make it right. And we need to make an on-air correction.
I'm so curious if you're going in the direction of a couple of comments I got on Instagram yesterday when I asked listeners like, hey, it's report card time. Is there anything on the show that you like? What don't you like? And then a couple hit me with something that I had never heard on the show before. And it had to do with you.
Oh, maybe. I have no idea.
Did it have to do with kitty litter?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
It does.
All right.
So and we would have done this last week, but we were on vacation last week. So I had to wait until this Friday for this bad take to make the correction, the on-air correction. So our last bad take, and it was last Friday before vacation, and you were off, you didn't get to hear it. And it was a woman saying that she wanted her son to get seen by a veterinarian because he identifies as a cat, right?
Oh.
And it was one of those. And Cassie had been here and we were talking and I legitimately had a friend tell me that they did have cat litter boxes in the school because they had kids who identified as cats and that's what they wanted and needed to feel like they were a cat.
In 2024, it's not an absurd idea.
Times
have changed, man.
Yes,
I've heard stranger.
But this is the lesson. Somebody told me that, who I know and trusted, so I just took it at face value.
Sure.
And turns out, that's not true.
Okay.
So I reached back out to this person, and I'm like, did you see this? Like, do you have empirical evidence that this occurred? And they were like, no, I saw it on Facebook. And I was like, no. So I got several DMs, some not so nice, but this one was very nice. This one was very nice from Kelly Johns. She's a P1 of the show.
Oh, Kelly.
I know, I do too. And so she sent me an article, a fact-checked article from Reuters. And she says, hi, Kristen. This article is 2 years old, but from what I know, the cat litter boxing has always been misinformation and a far-right conspiracy. And she goes, and I can't find any valid 2024 articles because the hoax has kind of died down. She said, I'm assuming the lady who talked about her kid/cat wanting to see a veterinarian was either satire or she was lying, trying to push this conspiracy. Absolutely love you on the show and just wanted to share this with you. And of course, the last thing I want to do is push conspiracies or misinformation on the Burt Show. And so she sent me another article, and she's so sweet. She goes, don't want to bother you, but found this that says the video was indeed satire. So the video I played 2 weeks ago of this woman wanting her kid to see a veterinarian, not true, satire. They were just pushing this agenda. And then she sent one more article, and she goes, and this helps explain how the hoax is tied into anti-trans rhetoric that the far right spread against trans kids, which is the main reason I think it's important for people to know the truth, since trans kids do deserve protection. She goes, okay, I'm done. Sorry for bombarding your DMs. But no, I'm very grateful, and I want everybody to know that, I mean, if anything like that ever occurs, of course, we will come on the air and I will make that correction, and I will own the fact that I didn't know any of this. So we are now, the bad take came from within the house. So I will own that. And it's been a lesson to me to be a little more thorough in my bad take research.
There it is.
So that's what, now, I do have a new bad take for this week, and these are easy, and these are just men being D-bags, and I thought...
Oh, you don't need research for that.
Yeah, right? Thank you.
That's accurate.
So one more time, if you're not following Unexpectedly Fun, he beautifully calls out toxic masculinity and these alpha males for their horrible, horrible takes. And Abby, I just want you to brace yourself, because these are bad takes all targeted at single women.
Oh, God.
Baby girl. If you're still single after the age of 25, that's like playing hide-and-go-seek, except nobody's looking for you.
What did he say?
Like, good women are not left on the marketplace.
No. So why are you single at 37?
Because it's a choice, and I'm a man, I'm not a woman.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Okay, most women need to full-on consider marriage by the time they're 30. I want you to be married with kids by the time you're 40 as a woman.
So there's your bad take of the week.
Oh, I'm gagged.
I think it speaks for itself. I mean, I think that one pretty much speaks for itself.
That one does, and I didn't have to do some serious, thorough research.
Yeah.
So I felt safe playing that one for you today. And again, if you want to follow Unexpectedly Fun, he does a beautiful job at calling out these bad men bad takes.
Get it. The Burt Show.